Morning.
Good morning, Tony.
You're not a coffee person, so there's no coffee over there.
Nope, no coffee.
Well, I'll drink two cups for you. Tell us what KI Technology Group does. Now, most of us know, but for those who don't, tell us.
Well, we provide IT services to other businesses in the Lansing area. So businesses who are too small to have someone on their staff who deals with their technology, they hire us and we take care of everything.
I thought it was interesting. You and I were talking yesterday and we were talking about servers and you were telling us how you're going to stop using servers in your facility. Talk about that.
There's a lot of talk right now about cloud computing, and it sounds like a fancy, maybe complicated thing. Basically, when we say cloud, we mean the internet. And so we are talking about putting your computing resources out in the internet. And there's a couple of ways that you can do that. And most of us do it to some extent every day. We maybe use Gmail for our email, or we're using Google Docs. Microsoft's talking about Office 365, which lets you use Office for a small monthly fee. But you can also contract to use server and desktop resources that are in the cloud. So then you access it through something that becomes a lot more like an appliance and a lot less like a full-featured desktop. So I can get my same desktop from my iPad or my smartphone or a laptop or a desktop or the computer that happens to be in a hotel business center.
It's funny, we were talking about the security of your hard drives, your servers in your building. And I wondered about the security of having your information in the cloud, out on the internet. And you were telling me that it's safer there than it is in your own facility.
Most small businesses have their server in a not very secure location. It might be under somebody's desk. It might be in a closet. Maybe they have a server room, but the chances that it's locked are really not very high. Lots of people have access to their office, maybe a cleaning crew over the weekend or at night when there's no one there. So pretty much anything could happen to that server. A data center, on the other hand, is a controlled environment. Some of them you have to scan your fingerprints in order to get access. When we go over to Liquid Web to visit the servers we have there, we have to let them know who's coming and when and show a picture ID. So it's not very likely that someone's going to just be able to touch your server without your permission. The other thing that you can take advantage of is an enterprise class firewall. So a firewall provides security from people trying to hack into your network. And you can share an enterprise class firewall in a data center where you would never be able to afford that for your small business.
When you go into a business, what are the troubling points? What are the biggest challenges that the businesses have?
I think the biggest challenge a business owner has is not knowing very much about technology, and some not knowing if the service they're getting is the service they should be getting.
And they're not thinking about that. They're running their
business,
trying to get new clients in and hoping to make payroll. That's, one of the last things you think about, but it's the most important.
Right. It is very, very important. And some of them have hired someone to take care of it for them, but the person may or may not be competent. So a lot of times when we go in, we'll find backups that haven't been working. You know, we've sometimes gone in and people haven't had a good backup in a year. So, and they don't know it because they've not been trained how to know it. They're not paying someone to monitor it. So that can be a huge issue. Sometimes some of the problems they have are because things are not configured or set up properly, because they sometimes relied on what I call a one-man band, just somebody who's working out of their house or their trunk that doesn't really have the skills to set things up properly.
Is it expensive? What's the cost to have someone like KI come in and take care of those things for me?
Well, it depends on how big you are and exactly what you need and how complicated your setup is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's quite a range. Certainly, hiring us to do it is much less expensive than hiring someone to work for you and do it. Plus, if you hire someone to work for you, how do you know what it is that they should be doing and if they're doing the right thing? I have a friend, she's not a client of ours, but the person who took care of her technology left for another job in Colorado. What she found after he left was that he was making his job way more complicated than it needed to be. And almost a year later, she's not replaced him, and she's doing just fine without him.
And I imagine you hear those comments, you know, what's the kickback for me? I'm investing this time and the resources, and I'm not getting anything back. How do you respond to that challenge?
Well, what you're getting back is time. And time that you can use to focus on whatever your core business is. So if your computers and your network is not working the way it should be, you're wasting a lot of time. Maybe you're wasting time trying to find someone to fix it. Maybe you're wasting it trying to fix it yourself. Your employees don't have anything to do because they can't use the system. And there's a cost involved with that. And as a business owner, it's sometimes hard to understand that you would be better off to spend money to have someone fix that for you than to try to do it yourself. I know I've been there. I'm going to do this thing I'm really not trained to do because I don't want to spend the money. Well, that's time I'm not spending promoting my business, and there's a cost to that.
What are the hottest new trends now? What are people in business using to be more time effective?
I think everybody's using mobile technologies to be more effective. So, I have an iPad.
I saw you with that yesterday. You like that better than your laptop?
For traveling, yes, because it's less to carry and the battery runs longer. I don't have to worry about plugging it in during the day if I want to take notes. My sales manager has a Galaxy Tab that he just got that has a 4G connection. My iPad's only wireless, but I want it, so it was free.
Mm-hmm.
I like the iPad a lot more than I thought I would have liked it. It's very nice when you're traveling and you just want something small that you can carry and you can do so much with it.
All right, and before I let you go, brag about some of the clients that you work with.
Because
you work with some biggies.
We work with the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau is one of our clients. Prima Civitas is one of our clients. LEAP is one of our clients. We work with a lot of associations, but not strictly associations. So we also work with Tommy Raines Real Estate. That's another big client for us.
And I find it interesting. We've talked about Liquid Web. We've interviewed some of those folks before. And talk about integration. They're integrated with some great businesses around the area, too.
And around the world.
All right. Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group here in Mid-Michigan. And it was great to talk to you. We're going to be partnering with you, and we look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.